It's a beautiful August day, and I'm jogging my slow mile thinking about fat.
Los Angeles resident Susan Freudenheim sent us this postcard from Maine.
I'm on vacation, and I only began running 2 days ago. This is a record for me, keeping at it for 3 days straight. I'm feeling slightly better than I did the days before. Still, it's surprising to me, though of course I know it shouldn't be, that I haven't yet begun to shed the layers I've gathered up over the past few decades. I slog along, throwing each foot in front of the other, breathing heavily and with great effort, sweating as the morning sun brightens. I wonder constantly whether I'll make it to that end marker I've designated as the post office. When you're facing midlife with the gnawing, if unjustified, fear of death without accomplishment, running is more than exercise, it's a statement. I decide that I like running because of its minimalism. I've been a gym person all my life and not a very dedicated one. I'm enjoying the direct contact with the pavement, no equipment, no one else around. It won't always be this perfect, the uncomplicated life of being away from home, but maybe a good start here will give me the momentum to brave the urban streets back where I live. I plan to keep at this. The idea didn't just happen. Not long ago, I was struck by a story in a self-help magazine about a vastly oversized woman who had become a marathon runner to lose weight. She started with just a quarter mile a day. I indulged myself with a little self-congratulation that I've done better than her first efforts. Maybe I am a marathoner, I think, as I aim for my half-mile marker, a bend in the road with a few moose tracks. Will my new embrace of jogging save me from my demons, make me svelte, clear my mind? Already I have felt a new sense of focus, but it's hard to be sure that running is the cause. I want to believe in magical transformations, and I'm on vacation, a natural time for imagining a new start. Maine is good country for such thinking, too. Its rural beauty makes you believe that all threats, whether from creditors or terrorists, are very far away. Here I can imagine being more productive, thinking deeper thoughts, getting fit. All this with the temporary commodity of endless time on my hands. Day 5. Despite my best intentions, I admit I took a day off yesterday. All day I felt a little bad about it. The comfort of old lazy habits overwhelmed my new drive, and I even wondered whether I was cut out for commitment. Today, though, I set out with renewed energy. I found that for the first time, I could look beyond my uncertain footsteps and obsessive wish for weight loss. For the first time, I found myself noticing foliage and the fallen trees in the woods that my breathless exhaustion had kept me from seeing before. My heart, renewed, is still pulsing hard despite my languid pace, but it's also beginning to lift up with a new sense of fun.
Susan Freudenheim lives in Los Angeles and is currently working on a book about the artist Chris Burden.